next coach in the teleconference is Wisconsin's Gary Anderson. The Badgers are 2-1 overall, ranked 19th in the Associated Press and 17th in the Amway Coaches Poll. Wisconsin wraps up non-conference play by hosting South Florida on Saturday, an 11 a.m. contest to appear on ESPNU. And in conference news, running back Melvin Gordon was named the Big Ten Offensive Co-Player of the Week. Coach, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having us. Appreciate it. Quick overview of huge victory for us, obviously. A lot of good things that happened in that game. I think individual performances. Melvin was fantastic. Sam Arneson played his best game. Overall, from a tight end standpoint, his physicality, his ability to catch the ball was fantastic. I thought that Tanner took steps in the right direction. It was very good. But the offensive line, the tight ends, young fullback and Austin Ramish, the way they blocked, the way they stayed on people and gave our running backs the opportunity and quarterback to be successful running the ball was fantastic to see. On the defensive side, Derek Landish had a very good game. He was very solid in lining up the young defense. Number two, he was very good in the run game. And number three, he was a race havoc blitzing and causing some problems. And we knew we had to try to get that offense off pace with a lot of different strategies. And the kids did an excellent job of implementing the game plan and playing very, very hard. And there were some situations in that game when it was a four-point game. We turned the ball over and you had the offense, defense, and special teams all react in a positive way. We went three and out on defense, had a great punt return by Kenzel Doe, and Kenzel had a fantastic day in his returns. And then the offense came back and scored on the first play after a big punt return, which flipped the game in our favor. So very proud of the kids. It was a team effort with some tremendous individual games for certain young men.
Okay. Thanks, Coach. Let's go to questions.
If you would like to ask a question during this time, simply press star, then the number one on your telephone keypad. Your first question comes to the line of Jonathan Schott with Spartan Nation.
Hey, Coach, how important is it to you that a potential recruit have a sincere interest in the academics that your university offers? And have you ever pulled up on a kid at any stop in your career who maybe didn't care as much about that as you were looking for?
Well, it's huge at Wisconsin. The ability to want to get a world-class degree is something that you have to want. And it's something that's going to carry you through the rest of your life. It's not a belief that we have. It's a fact that it does. And so for us, it's a big part of the recruiting process that a young man wants to be involved in that type of academic situation for him. And, absolutely, we track every young man to make sure wherever I've been as a coach from my times back in 1AA football, you're always want to make sure that the young men want to succeed or at least have a goal to take a step forward and get a degree at whatever institution that may be. But a little bit more of a emphasis is put on that here at Wisconsin, no question.
Coach, I want to ask about the tight end position and the evolution that it's had kind of throughout the sport. The days of just a blocking tight end or just a pass-catching tight end, they may be gone. What do you think of how that position's evolved, and what might the model tight end look like and play like come 2020?
Well, for us, he has to be able to block. He has to be physically smart to be involved in the run game and deal with all the different looks within our own run game. But then they are a big part of our play-action game. Year after year after year, they've got to be able to catch the ball down the middle. They've got to be tough-minded to be able to go up and get that ball, not knowing where the defenders are. They've got to have, the good hands and run the proper routes to understand defenses. And so it's, I think the evolution of the tight end position is exactly what we're playing with right now, a young man that can be involved in the run game, assuming that's what you do on offense. You run the ball, and you also ask them to be involved in some aspects of the spread, which we do now, and we also ask them to, catch the football. So a well-rounded young man that has the athletic ability to catch and do things for you in the throw game, but also has the physical toughness and the mental toughness to be able to be a blocker in the power schemes and the zone schemes.
Your next question comes to the line of Josh Moyer with ESPN.
Gary, how have you seen Tanner progress since that LSU game? And is his improvement just a matter of playing defense?
Is improvement a matter of playing what? I didn't hear the last part. Hello?
All right, can we get the rest of that question, Josh? Maybe Coach just talk about Tanner McAvoy's improvement.
Okay. Tanner's progressed every week from the LSU game. There was it was tough sledding against very good defense for a lot of reasons, not just with Tanner's situation, but the whole offense. And he progressed in the Western Illinois game and made some plays with his arm and with his legs. And I think this last week it kind of came together for him even a little bit more. He showed, again, what he can do with his athletic ability that he has. And I don't think any quarterback can go through a football game and say he's threw every ball exactly the way he wanted to, but it's an important Tanner to continue to improve in the throw game, and he's made some tremendous throws, and he has a couple he'd like to be able to get back, but he'll continue to work and grind on that, and I think he throws the ball very well, and we expect him to throw the ball very, very well. But maybe the biggest improvement is just the comfort, the knowledge, the game time experience he's had in checking our run game. He was fantastic at checking the run game this week, or last week, and getting the offense into the best pre-snap look. And so his pre-snap awareness, I would say, is his biggest area where he's gained knowledge and game experience in the last 10, 14 days.
Your next question comes from the line of Andy Coppins from MadTownBadgers.com.
Hey, Coach Anderson, I was just obviously you talked a little bit about Derek Landish and his ability to be good in the run and the pass game, but seeing it on the field, how much does that change or dictate what you guys are able to do with that defensive scheme?
Well, we were aggressive in a lot of different looks mentally for these kids, not just Derek, but I think this last game plan had a lot of different feels to it and a lot of different responsibilities. And the defense as a whole handled the call sheet very well, which in turn gives Coach Aranda great confidence in moving from package to package and also gives him great confidence in, expanding the call sheet. So Derek's handled that well. He's a great practice player as far as holding the kids responsible to do the right things in practice, which is good to see. But you saw him all blitz this last week, and he's very good at it, and we'll continue to involve him in a lot of different ways, to whether we're bringing 4, 5, 6, and sometimes even 3, and he'll be involved in rushing now, as he's shown, through the first 3 games, that he can be a very talented blitzer.
And behind them, Luber Figaro, obviously a freshman. Could you talk about the improvement he's made from, LSU to now?
Yeah, Luburn, just game experience is huge for freshmen. Getting in the moment and understanding. Again, I would go back to it. That's a term I maybe use too much, but his pre-snap awareness is fantastic. His partner back there with him, Michael Caputo, has done a great job of getting Luburn lined up, but that load is being lessened now on Michael, and it's going more into Luburn's court, and Luburn's accepting that responsibility and handling it well. The pick that he made, he did a tremendous job of getting in his spot. The ball was tipped by Derek, but he was where he was supposed to be and had an opportunity to make a play, and he did. He's becoming a better tackler. He understands the fits in the run game without being too aggressive. You always want your safety to be in a position to be able to make tackles, but also not be in a position to not make a tackle if something breaks out in a bad scenario for the defense. So he's definitely progressing. Long ways to go, but he's a smart, intelligent young man that has mentally handled it and physically handled it very well to this point.
Thank you.
All right, time for one more question for Coach.
From Lee Garfnett with Omaha World Herald.
Hey, good morning, Gary.
Good morning.
Has Tanner talked about from playing free safety last year, which could not kind of be the quarterback of the defense, has he talked about how that's helped him be the quarterback of the offense?
Yeah, that has definitely helped Tanner. I haven't had an individual conversation with him, but in passing through, all last spring and throughout the summer and the fall camp scenarios, Andy Ludwig, our offensive coordinator, has told me many times that he sees things a little bit different than kids may see in a quarterback room, or even different than a coordinator may see it sometimes because of his experience on the defensive side last year. And I believe it helps him. And from my conversations I've had with Tanner and Andy, I think it definitely is giving him an advantage at times that because he had the experience of playing safety in our defense, which is a fairly complicated defense. So I would say it's an advantage for Tanner.
All right, Coach. Appreciate the time. We'll talk to you next week.
Thanks, guys. Go Badgers on Wisconsin.